in a moment first. Let's check news in the morning.
Old news and timeless hits. WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new heartache for people along Florida's Gulf Coast. Hurricane Milton is now a powerful Category 3 storm with winds of up to 125 miles an hour as it sets sight on the same area still reeling from Hurricane Helene. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
It is forecast to slam into the west coast of the state as a major hurricane Wednesday into Thursday, taking out power and causing structural damage. It will maintain hurricane status as it cuts across the state.
Mandatory evacuation orders have gone out up and down the Gulf Coast. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor urges people not to take chances.
That mindset is going to take your life. If you choose to fight with Mother Nature, she wins 100% of the time.
In Israel, sirens in the northern port city of Haifa. Hezbollah says it sent in rockets on this October 7th, marking 1 year since Hamas attack that killed 1,200 people. Six of Alana Zaitchek's family members were taken hostage. One remains in captivity.
It doesn't feel real still. I think I just went into autopilot after that. There's so many of us suffering, Israeli and Palestinian.
One of the after effects, backlash against Muslims in America. Edward Ahmed Mitchell with the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Over the past year, anti-Muslim bigotry and the interconnected problem of anti-Arab and anti-Palestinian racism have spun out of control. We have documented over 8,000 complaints in 2023, most of them after October 7th.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump paused their campaigns to mark the 7th. Yesterday, Mr. Trump promised supporters in battleground Wisconsin,
"We are going to win the greatest election in history."
Kamala Harris on Spotify's Call Her Daddy podcast with Alex Cooper.
Your opponent has called you crazy, weak, fake, and dumb. How does that affect you?
I think it's really important not to let other people define you. And usually those people who will attempt to do it don't know you.
A couple of Americans have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering microRNA. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
The Nobel Prize vice chairman says the prestigious honor goes to
Victor Ambrose and Gary Ruvkin,
who he says made a groundbreaking discovery that revealed an entirely new dimension to gene regulation.
MicroRNAs are important for our understanding of embryological development, normal cell physiology.
And he says diseases such as cancer.
A Russian court has sentenced a 72-year-old American to nearly 7 years for allegedly fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Quick Trip has plans to build a new store at the site of the Fireside Restaurant on Kenosha's north side. The plans will be reviewed at a city committee meeting this week. A 16-year-old from Racine faces four counts of attempted homicide for allegedly shooting at a car containing his ex-girlfriend. The accused teen has a preliminary hearing scheduled for Wednesday. A fatal fire in Walworth County is being investigated as a potential crime scene. Two people died in the fire and the cause remains unknown. Racine and Kenosha County fire crews assisted in that response. A Racine water main project has closed roads near North Memorial Drive and Maple Street. It'll be closed for about a week. Drivers are being told to plan for detours during the closure. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee tomorrow to talk about lead pipe replacement. Former President Donald Trump held a rally yesterday at the Dodge County Airport. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-1 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to be a little fall-like today, but we're going to crank it back up into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 68. Wednesday, 68. We're talking 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Best job I could land when I graduated college was an Easter bunny at the mall. The biggest learn about being an Easter bunny: kids do not like the bunny. Moms, you want the picture with your kid and the bunny. That kid is used to seeing a fluffy little cute bunny. Goes to the mall, now it's 6 foot tall, doesn't blink. That's demonic. I had a toddler not wanting the picture with me. The mom is forcing him on my lap. The kid's already crying. Runs away, she pulls him back up by his shirt collar, throws him back on my lap. He's kicking, screaming, crying, trying to get away. She's strong holding him on my lap. This is going on for 10 minutes. I feel so bad for this kid, I finally yell. I'm like, hey, stop it, leave him alone. He doesn't want it. But I'm in this giant bunny head, so all they heard was... And they still couldn't hear me, so I finally just rip off the bunny head. They both look at me traumatized. And that's the picture the photographer took.
Alder and County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion is on her phone. She'll be with us shortly. Okay.
Thanks, Don.
I told David Mack, same thing. Give me your phone. I'm going to put it in the drawer. You can have it at the end of the season. Give it to me at the end of the school year.
This is our notes.
Do they take phones away in school?
I sure hope so, because they have found that phones in schools are the reason behind most fights and most disruptions. So there was a study that came out that the principal of my kid's school recited at the beginning of the year, saying we're going to cut down on phones in classrooms.
Yeah. We had fights. Not a lot of them. But we only had one girl fight. It was in junior high. Teresa Whalen was her name. Terry Whalen. And she was almost like a tomboy. But she was always mouthing off and always threatening other girls to a fight. And one day, they had a fight. And it was always across the school property. It wasn't on someone's front lawn who lived across the street. And it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, the person wasn't home. And you know how people square off for a little dance around and they never hit? She went right in for the kill. And the first thing was tear the girl's shirt off, because you disable them when you do that. And that's what she did. She went over there and then she started wailing on him, just punching, punching, punching. Nobody took her off. We're all going, you know, standing around going, go, go, go. And this poor girl is getting beaten up. She has her shirt off. She's trying to cover herself up. And Teresa's just pummeling her.
I want to know what happened to her.
Teresa Whalen?
Yeah.
I got to look her up. Did I ever tell you about the other guy, Michael? I won't say his last name on the air.
I'll
tell you a quick story. Then we got to talk about City Hall. So Michael, when I was in first grade, was a very quiet kid. I'll show you a picture of him in a few minutes. He was a very quiet kid. And one day in first grade, Miss Healy, who was a very nice teacher, she was a great teacher, very young teacher. I think she was in her early 20s. And she told Michael to stop laughing. He was just very quietly going, not laughing loud. She said, Michael, stop laughing. And he wouldn't stop. He kept doing it. I'll shorten the story. She got him out of his seat and she said, go to the principal. And he started kicking her, just kicking and punching. And she didn't have long arms. She couldn't hold him away. And he's punching and kicking as much as he could. It was so out of character. All the other kids are with our mouths open. What is going on? So she took him and threw him in the closet and shut the door, locked it.
Goodness.
And she's crying because she's like all kicked up on her feet, ripped the stockings and everything. Go get Mr. Dodd, the principal. Mr. Dodd was like 6'4", 6'5". So he was able to open the door and hold Michael at a distance. And Michael is kicking, trying to kick Mr. Dodd, punching and just going crazy, wailing at him. We never saw Michael Muldoon again. Oh, I said his last name. We never saw Michael again. Never. We never saw him again. We never know what happened to him. About a month or so ago, my daughter said, I told you the story. She said, whatever happened to him? Look him up on Facebook. I found him.
And?
I don't know what to do. So I called Mr. Dodd, who passed away. I was always in contact with him for years. And I called his daughters. And I said, did your father ever mention this kid, Michael? He goes, no, but I'll ask my older sister. She might know. They don't remember. He never mentioned it. Now, I wanted to contact Michael. But if I said to him, hey, I remember when you were beating up the teachers and they took you away, whatever happened to you? Oh, Don, I see you live in Racine, Wisconsin.
No.
Oh, gee, why don't I come in person and tell you exactly what happened? I think that would be better for both of us, Don.
How like, your mind like, works.
Like
Don.
The computer from HAL 9000 from 2001 A Space Odyssey. Dave, I think, that's what he said. I would think he'd sound like.
I think you owe it to us listeners. We need to conclude this.
What if he comes to my door and says, Don, let me show you what happened? And I don't know. I'm thinking about it. My daughter said, don't do it. Everybody I tell the story to, don't leave him alone. Now,
I'm going to be of the opposite.
He went to Catholic school. He must have got expelled because all his other schools were Catholic schools. So they probably wouldn't let him into the public school system again. I'll show you the pictures of him during the break. You tell me if it's the same kid or not.
I will.
All right. So let's talk about what's happening at City Hall. We have a boycott going on. Are you the leader of this boycott?
It's a collective.
But who started it?
I would say that I'm the one who felt in a position where we have gone through avenues. But this is the reason why, because it was I back in 2022 who was trying to change an ordinance back to
Let me just start. Yeah. The boycott is you guys aren't showing up to the meetings. And if you don't have a quorum, you don't have a meeting at City Hall, a meeting of the alders. The mayor chairs the meetings with the clerk and you guys didn't show up at the last one, so it was called off.
That's right.
That's the boycott. Now we're going to find out the rest of the story.
Yeah. And so you ask why you, Melissa? Why are you the one leading this? Well, because I'm the one who's been working on it the longest since 2022. And it's taken all the way until August of 2024, to get an agenda item before the council body, before what's called the Committee of the Whole. The Committee of the Whole, the council president, is the one who presides over that. So not the mayor. Maybe let me just back up and talk a little bit of, why, what does this mean? The boycott, what we're aiming to do is restore the proper balance in city government. So normally the mayor's power is to check the council through a veto. So that's the executive to check the legislative power is with his power to veto. But now the mayor can prevent the council from even voting on important issues, even discussing important issue. He decides what comes before the council body and the committees. So now this gives the mayor both the executive power and the legislative power, which isn't how government should work. So we're fighting to restore the council's ability to do its job like the legislative power can do. So now the mayor has proposed for this item. He just did on Friday night, to go before a small committee on Thursday, which, the full body of the council has already approved it. So it's kind of odd that it's now getting directed into a smaller elected body. But we're going to move along with it. We're definitely going to show up and we're going to wait. Ultimately, we need it to go before the full body, which is the council.
So that is when now?
Thursday.
That's Thursday. So you're not going to boycott that meeting?
No. We still are going to the standing committees. It's the council meeting. So the one that meets twice a month on Tuesdays. So that will go to the executive committee, and I welcome the public should come along as well. If this is something that has sparked your interest and you want to know a little bit more about what's going on, a final agenda hasn't come out yet. This is just the word of the mayor through an email. So we were gracious to receive it, which was, and that's going to be 5 o'clock, I believe, in room 303, which is upstairs on the third floor. So they're normally with an executive committee. There's not public comment speaking, but having your presence there is quite important. So.
You know, I know Corey Mason from when he was an assemblyman. He used to come in here all the time.
Yeah.
And he seems like such a calm person. Yeah. He doesn't seem like, you know, he's out for blood. He doesn't seem vicious. He's very calm. Is there any way you guys can sit down over lunch and discuss it with him?
Yeah, isn't this interesting? You know, we all have different character traits, and, you know, how we function in certain settings, you know, is going to look different when we function in another setting. Some of this doesn't make rational sense to some of us. That's why, you know, a boycott has come about. But this isn't something to compromise on. This is a structure of government. So this is something where the legislative body has voted for something. And so the mayor's power is to veto. So he has every right to do it. If he does not agree with it, then he vetoes it. But for whatever reason, he wants to take this control and say, you know what? I don't even want you discussing it.
Okay, let me do this just so I understand it, because I'm a slow person. So I'm going to do like dot points on here, like a, what do they call those? Talking points.
Okay.
Because that's the way I think in talking points. First dot, what do you want?
We want our ordinance to come before the full council body for full approval.
Okay. Right now, where does it go?
It is sitting in the mayor's hands.
Okay. So you want to be able to bring up an ordinance for the full council to vote on.
That's right.
Okay,
which we have already, mind you. We've gone through a process. There is a process. The process is that the council, whoever brings it up, so this has been sponsored by multiple alders, this ordinance, and it came before the Committee of the Whole, which is a committee that allows you to talk more than two times, you know, and talk, have a little more in length, in depth conversation without the full structure of a council meeting. So it's already gone there. It was approved at the Committee of the Whole.
So why isn't it in effect?
Because it has to get final approval at a council meeting. And so the natural process of items that come before any committee is to go to the, everything has to stop at, come for final approval at the council meeting. And it hasn't. That's the.
So why hasn't it?
That is, when you talk to the mayor on Monday.
Okay, so he's stopping
he
it?
He has stopped
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll bring that point up.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to get to bullet point number two in just a moment, because I'm a slow person. I'm very simple, and I've got to do it by
Let's
bullet
break
points.
It down.
So, right, yeah. Melissa Kaprelian is here, Alder and County Board Supervisor. We're talking with her Alder hat on today. More coming up, 817 WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 67. Clear tonight, lows around 48. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 69. Sunny and 45 degrees right now at Radio Park.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son,
I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Melissa Caprillion is here. She's our alder and county board supervisor. We're talking about the bullet points here. And what the problem is, where some of the members of the council are boycotting the every Tuesday or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we got bullet point number one. And see if I understand this now. You used to be able to bring up an ordinance and vote on it and get it done. And now you can't. That's bullet point number one. What's bullet point number two?
Well, these were how you were putting your head, but let's put it this way. And I talked about proper government and governance for a democratic process and how our foundation of our government works here in the United States. And it's really about this checks and balances. And as we see it now, as we don't have the ability to do our job because it's being selected on what we vote on and what comes before us and what is important. So if we wanted to bring a change of an ordinance, which there are three ordinances that were passed in August 8th, and they have never come before the full body for full approval. They have been stopped. So we're not allowed to do our job. And if we wanted to bring an ordinance, it goes before the mayor and he decides whether we talk about it or not. He decides whether it gets voted on or not because of a change in ordinances that happened in 2019 that he brought forward. And it was presented as this is going to make things more efficient. And this is how they do it in the legislature. And so that's how it was presented to the council body then. But those who had known government, David Mack, you talked about, he tried to reach out to the alders at the time, and some other people who have been in government for a while had tried to reach out to the alders back in 2019 and said, do you guys realize you're giving up your power? And when I came back on 2021, I realized it right away when I came back to the city council. And I decided to say, well, let me just see how this is working. Right away, I saw it lost. We lost transparency, and it took me about a year to decide this needs to change. And slowly working on that process, 2024, we finally have it before the committee of the whole, and then it gets stopped.
And that's still bullet point number one.
Okay, bring me to where you need to connect the dots, and I'll help you.
Okay, now, is there anything, is that the main thing, the cog that's holding everything up?
That is the main, because once that gets passed, we'll be able to do the rest.
Okay.
So as simple as that. So all it needs, the question is, why has he stopped it? And the question is, what is this? I've heard him in an interview saying, well, there's a proper process. We've gone through all the proper process. What is this other process you're speaking of? I would love to hear that, because haven't we already done that? So we have exhausted our channels. Now we're left. This is what we're left with. And this has really been, I'm going to tell you, what I've seen the silver lining in all this is in this situation is this surge of civic engagement that has happened. The reach out has been phenomenal, Don. Sometimes when you have to make these hard decisions, I rather just show up. I like to smile. I like to just be in a position of positivity and, show off my love for the city. But when you become an elected and you are representing a body of people and you know something is wrong, who is the one who has to bring forth the change? They're expecting you to do it. And as much as I would love to walk away from that, but I am in the position where, I have to make the necessary steps to bring forth the change, to bring back balance of power. So I can't wait till this is over. It's uncomfortable, but it has opened the door. It's been this catalyst for change in Racine. And I think there's been a lot of individuals that, for example, this surge in civic engagement has brought forth those who felt they were wrong in like business development processes and small business, the residents, nonprofits. Don, I've been saying I need to keep an Excel sheet, the amount of calls. I'm well over 100 plus of people who have called and just really have supported not only the efforts that I brought forward, but the efforts of the council as a whole. Because even though you see six names on that boycott, there's more alders behind it. You got to speak with David Mack. He is such a sound voice because he understands government. He's been doing this for a while. But it's hard for individuals to say, oh boy, I'm boycotting, because they feel like it's bringing this negative attention for something that they love, they believe in a process, but they're not sure how to get it through. Our president of the council has said, you know, I'd rather keep trying to work.
Terry McCarthy.
And the problem is, the more he's using the word compromise, this isn't something to compromise. This is our work. This is our legislative work. This isn't about compromise. The balance is the veto. He can't come over and do the work of us and debate what the legislature, what us as a legislative body gets to talk about. He cannot be part of that debating process. But if we're going to try to compromise in a sense, then he needs to come on and be an alder, not a mayor.
Wow.
There we go.
Well, a week from today, the mayor will be in here. He seems like such a reasonable guy. He really does. When I talk to him, he's very calm. He's very reasonable. He doesn't yell like me. I would. You saw my performance in front of the council once. He just seems like a reasonable guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I'm sure in many facets, in this facet, you know, he's just taken over the power. He just wants a little more power. And maybe it's because of his position when he was in the legislature. He had a different capacity of what to do. And it might be just what he knows. So he's bringing it back. But I don't question that he is a good guy. I would think people who are looking at me like himself, you know, I would hope he can swallow that I'm a good person as well. And
you are a good person.
Thank you, Dad.
Matter of fact, I had many of the council people on here already. They're all good people.
Yeah,
they're not. I don't see any megalomaniacs here.
No.
You know, we had Dave Mack, Renee Kelly, Corey Sebastian,
Henry Perez.
Yeah. And we had Sandy Widener here. I had Molly Jones. I had, I'm trying to think of all the names. There was somebody I was supposed to have on the other day, but he had to cancel at the last minute. Alder Horton.
Maurice Horton. Yeah,
he had to cancel the last minute. Oh. We're going to get him in.
There's a lot of effort. You know, we all carry.
And Terry McCarthy's been
here. Terry McCarthy, yeah. Great. We have a love for the community, a love for people. You know, that's the thing that binds us all together. And but you have to realize we all have a different capacity of what our tolerance level is and what our priority is on what we want to accomplish. And I would say this, just like my child's going to come in my home and he's not going to be the adult, right? I have to continually be the adult. We all have different roles and responsibilities. And this is true. You know, the mayor has a different role and responsibility in our community, and us alders have a different role and responsibility. And we have to just make sure we stay in our lane so it can all run smoothly and we can respect each other within our rights. So,
can you hang in a few more minutes?
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Good. I mentioned to you earlier off the air, I had a very funny comedy bit about people running for office.
Yeah.
And it's all in your name. If you have a bad name and you're running for office, you don't have a chance. And I think this was it was Dana Carvey. Let me see if this is the one I was talking about.
And then Barack Hussein Obama. What a likable, charismatic character. What an intriguing part of our political land. You know, to show me how brilliant he is as a politician, the first thing he had to do was overcome that name. And I don't think there's a tougher name to run for president in America, honestly, than Barack Hussein Obama. What could be harder? Hi, I'm Charles Manson. Hitler, I'd like your vote. Charles Manson, Hitler cares about the people.
Charles Manson Hitler will stand up to the special interests. Isn't it time you took another look at Charles Manson Hitler?
I'm Charles Manson Hitler, and I approve this ad. Then they'd have attack ads. Charles Manson Hitler is a tax and spend liberal. Paid for by the committee to elect O.J. Scott Peterson president.
You gotta admit, that's good. What's in a name? And he's right. Barack Hussein Obama, he had a lot to overcome with that name.
Do you know, as an elected official, we do think about that before we're running. Before I ran my very first run back in 2011, I threw in my maiden name because of my married name at the time, which was Melissa Becker. I threw in Melissa Caprillion Becker. Because if you think about what was happening at the time.
With Mayor Becker.
That was just happening at that time. So that's how Melissa Caprillion Becker.
Melissa Becker. She says she's no relation to the mayor, Mayor Becker. But we have questions.
The first couple doors I knocked on is when I started to realize it was a problem.
And paid for by David Nixon for president.
But they do ask, those who are running do ask how their name, and that is one thing. You have an option. You can change your name and run under a different title.
Well, I remember Jimmy Carter ran Jimmy.
Yes.
He didn't run James Earl Carter. It was Jimmy Carter. Okay. Just turned 100 years old.
I saw that.
And he's still going strong. Wow. He had brain cancer, he had everything, and nothing stops that guy. Melissa Caprillion is my guest. More coming up. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check news from Civic Media. Let's do it now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than 1 percentage point in 4 of the last 6 presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a 4-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Late Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was posthumously honored with the Friend of County Government Award at a recent meeting. The acknowledgement came at the Wisconsin Counties Association annual conference. Racine County Human Services Director Hope Otto accepted the award on behalf of Delagrave. She talked about his commitment to bettering the community and his infectious optimism. People in Kenosha may soon see improvements to their drinking water infrastructure. The city has applied for funding through the Wisconsin DNR's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The project aims to replace lead service lines. The DNR has completed an environmental review, finding no significant impacts. Part of the process does require public input, which is now being taken on the DNR website. Union members continue their strike at the Miller Brewing Company. The members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers say they're demanding a fair labor agreement from Molson Coors. About 40 workers started picketing last week after rejecting the company's final offer. The union claim it failed to keep pace with inflation. Molson Coors maintains they've made a competitive offer. Tomorrow, President Joe Biden will make a stop in Milwaukee. The exact details surrounding the stop aren't yet known. It is known that he'll be talking about lead pipe replacement. Former President Donald Trump held a rally yesterday at the Dodge County Airport. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are going to be a little fall-like today, but we're going to crank it back up into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. Wednesday, 68. We're talking 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
There are buttons in my car I've never used, never will use. There's a button with squiggly lines next to a misshapen peanut. I don't know. Never touched it. Don't get me started on the dashboard lights, too. Dashboard lights are not illuminated all the time, so when they are, it must mean something serious, right? But check engine, that's vague. I've checked it, it's there. And I shouldn't have to guess from an exclamation point between two parentheses that my tire pressure is low. But if my windshield wiper fluid is low, all the words, windshield wiper fluid low. Oh my God. Pull over.
Yeah, some of those lights scare me. I am very petrified when a light comes on my dashboard. I am terrified. I don't know why. It's just that when I used to go on road trips, and if we went a long one, we took a rental car. Because if it breaks down, I want to call Hertz and say, your piece of junk is lying alongside the road. Bring me a fresh one. So we're driving through Pennsylvania. We just got past the site where the crash was on 9/11. And the exclamation mark between the two parentheses came on. I said, oh, don't give me a flat tire. I'm in the middle of nowhere here. That was in Shanksburg, Pennsylvania. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where I am. And so I called Hertz, and I said, I asked them, what does that mean? And they said that, your tire pressure is low. I said, am I getting a flat? I said, no, you're not getting a flat. It's just low. I said, well, because I'm in the middle of nowhere. Oh, you'll be fine. Well, how do you know I'll be fine? How do you know I didn't run over a spike on the street? You know, anyway. So
Don, you wouldn't, would make you very nervous. I remember back in the day in my family's vehicles, we would just have a roll of tape that they would cover up on the dash.
Oh, that's
can't
great.
See that.
Yeah. If I can't see it, it can't happen.
Right, exactly.
You know, I saw this funny meme once, and it said, you ever turn on your car the first thing in the morning and all the lights come on for just a second?
Right.
He said, when I get out of bed in the middle of the night, that's how I feel. I'm going to lose my balance.
Oh,
all
my
the
goodness.
Lights come on the dashboard. Whoa, I'm going down.
Boy, can I relate to that now that I'm getting older.
Yeah, you're not old. Trust me. I see things going on every day. I say, gee, I never noticed that before. You know, where'd that come from? Gee, that's brand new. Anyway, what else is going on
in the political world? Well, we'll just in our government is come to the county board. We're presenting. There's going to be a presentation, and there's been many listening sessions for the countywide sales tax. So, if something you want to know a little bit more about, please show up and be part of that. There's a joint meeting happening on this Wednesday, and it'll be for the Finance Committee and the Executive Committee. So it's one not to miss, or tune in. They're on Facebook.
Yeah, didn't they used to be on Channel 25? Are they still on 25 anymore?
No, there's no longer the cable access channel for the city.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think it has been explored through many years since its dissolve to get that back.
When did it go out? I just said to somebody not too long ago, I said, well, you can watch it on Channel 25. No, that's not there anymore.
You have to think about this, Don. Not many people have cable any longer. They often stream online.
Oh, don't tell me you're phasing me out of that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. So not many people have the cable that would have been able to access that access channel, that cable channel. But you can go and watch it through Facebook if you have Facebook. And hopefully encouraging the city. There are some times where they just post it on their website in what we call Legislar, where they keep all of our minutes and our meeting notices, where you can go and not have to have a social media subscription for that. So hopefully we see more of those, so you don't got to tune into Facebook. But
okay, quick review.
Yes.
While you're still here,
yep.
Quick review. Leaf collection. We could check the website. It's coming up this week. They do it by zone, A, B, C, whatever. And so leaf collection is this week. So get all your stuff into the street. What can't you put in there? Can you put like, I know you're not probably an expert on it, but I see people put like big giant branches in there.
They do. They suggest to bundle those together, cut it down to size. So let's not put a full tree out there or something like that. You'll start seeing the equipment going around. You know, you want to make sure it gets picked up. It's a front loader. Yeah. So we want to make sure it gets picked up. So cut those down, bundle it up, do that work. And then so they can help, you know, bring you this courtesy service. Do not park your car
right in front of it or behind it, because the front loaders can't get in there. Yeah. Then you call, pick up my stuff. I was parked right in back of it. I can't understand why they didn't pick it up. But people do that.
Yes, and get it out now while the weather is nice. Let's not just wait right before the cold weather and then the rain comes and then it freezes over and then you complain that a pile was there. So.
And we learned that if there's snow on the sidewalk, you can call your alder, in my case, David Mack, to shovel the sidewalk.
Oh, that's so crazy. Hey, I've done it a lot for many of my constituents, and I'm sure there's some kids in your neighborhood too that.
So I'm going to ask David Mack. I'm going to say to him, listen, Melissa Caprillion comes and cleans for her constituents. If I see snow and it's over 2 inches, I'll expect you down here with a shovel.
Yeah. No, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to call me. But guess what? I got 2 foreign exchange students, 2 18-year-olds.
Is that why you brought them here to shovel snow?
I've got a couple helpers that can help out. So, and this doesn't even go to you, Don.
Do they have snow?
The one in Belgium does experience some snow. It doesn't really stick around as much, doesn't accumulate like it does here. But he's familiar with snow. Yeah.
How do you feel about the election going on now? Is it? I can't remember it being this uncivil when I was growing up.
Oh, no. But you know what? I've been looking through everything through their eyes, you know, coming to America. And they're fascinated because it's theatrics. That's what it seems like. Can you believe this is going on, right? So it becomes a little bit more entertaining, but this shouldn't be entertaining. This is serious business, right? So same with our city government. I'm going to drive it right back there, Don, whether you wanted to go that route or not. You know, what we're doing here at the city council isn't a political stunt. This is about allowing us to do our job. Basic level. Let us do our job and let things run peacefully. So I have heard that out there as this is a political stunt. It's just we have exhausted all other avenues. We have no other route to go. So what do we do?
We'll have the mayor in here next
perfect.
Monday.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, we sat silent for years. And at some point, the people who are out in the community who have recognized this lack of transparency, they expected something from us. I've gotten calls and letters that have been written to me that said it's about time. So they were feeling disappointed in us as elected officials. And so that's a hard thing. I take everything I do seriously. You've known me long enough. I put my passion, everything into it. So I want people to understand that I am fighting for them. I am fighting for transparent government, and hopefully they can, this door has been open and they can come to our meetings and pay attention. So and
why don't
help
we have
you to support.
We need to have a summit like at Lee's Deli.
Oh, okay.
Over pastrami sandwiches. Everybody comes in and there's a summit. They get you and your... I told David Mack, I was trying to come up with a name for the six. You know, it can't be the boycotter six. It can't be. It's got to be something with an S in it. I can't think of it.
Oh, well, you're clever. You'll come up with something.
The suffering six.
Oh, my goodness. But just know that number six is actually, there's more. There are more that are supporting us on the council.
Yeah, but we
got to
pick a number.
All right. Well, I'll be listening. I'm going to hear what you come up with.
And we'll have the Lee's Deli Summit.
Okay.
Where you guys will get together at Lee's Deli and hammer out the things over pastrami, corned beef sandwiches, things like that.
I'll have a lettuce wrap.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't eat meat. Oh,
always bring it back to that.
So what do you... A lettuce wrap. I know they put stuff, you wrap it in a lettuce. What do they put in there?
I would say tomatoes, peppers, other vegetables.
No, that's no good. No. Tofu.
I'm not the biggest fan of tofu.
I don't even know what tofu is, but I hear people who are vegetarians eat it. Why, thank you for coming in today.
Tom, thank you.
It's very, you know, you got a lot to do. And you actually have a real job, too, right?
Yeah, I have a few of those, Don.
Yeah, you still got other stuff to do. And the when are the students going back?
June of 2025.
Oh, we got plenty of time. Okay, we'll get them in here, find out what their experiences are.
Yeah.
You Americans are crazy. I see the way you run your governments, and I see the way you pick up your leaf collection. You people are nuts.
They're amazed to see the billboards of our attorney. You know, attorneys advertising on billboards, and our pharmaceutical commercials or advertisement just blows them away.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, yeah. You people advertise to sue people all over yes. radio, television, and billboards. You people are crazy in this country. I'm going to bring it back to our country, see if we can ruin our country, too. No. No.
And do you know, like, in my Belgium student was telling me that they have to vote. They used to get fined for not voting. And he had to write a letter. He showed me his letter to give his father the ability to vote for him. October 13th is voting day. And so his father has to vote for him. So everybody has to vote.
Wow. You people have crazy holidays here. Every year you dress up as strange things and beg for candy.
They're going to take part of that this year, so it'll be interesting.
Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Don.
Now, you got to bring those. Yeah, got to bring those kids in here. What grade are they in?
Seniors in high school.
Ooh.
Yeah. Homecoming this week.
Are they going to the senior prom?
They probably will, but this week is homecoming, and one of the boys has been nominated as the homecoming king.
Wow.
I know.
You have strange people who are kings in high school. In arts, they have kings in Spain still? I think they do. I don't know if they have them in Belgium anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a family thing. Here, you can be picked to be a king when you're 18 years old.
Do you know in their homecoming spirit week, today is dressed like those from London. So I thought that was kind of comical.
We had dressed like a pirate a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, dressed like a pirate day. Arrgh. Yeah. All right, Melissa, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. Our
5th District Alder, 4th District County Board Supervisor, and we thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Again, the mayor will be in here next Monday, so that should be good. 845 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
I live on the palm and on the 99 floor of my blood.
stuck on my windscreen.
Of the Stones, Get Off My Cloud, 851, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, ignoring emails is pretty common, but do you ignore text messages? A poll found 43% of us currently have unread texts that we haven't responded to. The average is 47 unread messages, and over half of them are for friends and family. You can blow those people away, right? So it's not just spam text we're ignoring. I ignore no text except spam. I'll look through them. And for some reason, I have, and I'm not exaggerating, over 25 endurance. I guess it's for car warranties. 25 a day from the same people. Now, it winds up in a spam folder, so I don't have to really look at it. I just delete it. But still, 25 a day. I'm starting to ignore family, though. Family members. I want to put them on the back burner for a while. Here's Jackie to Shannon.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I find it hard for me to care.
Ross and the Supremes. My world is empty without you. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here today. I'm going to wrap it up. We had enough things going on here this morning. We had a lot of stuff. We had Melissa Caprillion in here. It was very nice to hear her. And I'm going to, Cindy's coming in. She's going to do our record of artists this morning. And we're going to give away some vinyl today and qualify some more people for that. Record players are giving away.
I know. I'm excited about that.
I know. You're thinking you're going to take one home with you, but you're not.
Oh, I'm getting in trouble.
Well, we got our eyes on you. We're watching. Okay, I got a question for you here. Would you eat a food? Let me find it here. I was just talking to Melissa about this a second ago. Would you eat a food called, where the heck is it now? I just had it there a second ago. Okay. Would you eat a food called chunk stuffers?
Chunk what?
Chunk stuffers. Would you eat that food?
Depends on how hungry.
If I gave you a plate of chunk stuffers, would you
eat it? Depends on how much alcohol I had consumed right before the chunk stuffers. Or
would you eat them if I renamed them Hot Pockets? Because that's what they did.
Are they really?
Yeah, they were chunk stuffers.
No.
And I guess nobody was buying them, and they renamed them Hot Pockets.
Yeah, who would have? Who?
I know. Who comes up with these names? There had to be a committee, because this is a big company that owns Hot Pockets. There had to be a committee that said, chunk stuffers. Everybody in America's want to get that in their mouth right away. Chunk stuffers.
Are you know, like going to the grocery store and running in the dairy aisle and picking up cat puke.
Thank you for, that's a great way to end the program today.
Get some orange juice, some yogurt, and some cat. Yeah, all right.
I saw something online the other day. It said, if you're really looking for a good alarm clock to wake you up in the morning, have a recorded voice of your dog puking.
Oh.
Nothing wakes you up faster than that sound in the morning.
No kidding.
All right, Cindy's up next. Cindy Hubert, she's got the artist of record in just a few minutes for you. So stay tuned for that. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Right here, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true, but they don't listen.